He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the December 27th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, broadcasting live from Charleston, South Carolina. We have another triple-digit day on the market. It is down today. The Dow 30 down 354 points right now. That's after a 1,000-point gain yesterday and a 650-point loss on Christmas Eve. I'm still watching from the sidelines, waiting for this market to work its way through some issues right now. The Dow is at 22,525. The S&P 500 is down 39 points today. That's it's sitting at 2,428. The NASDAQ, which was up, 300 points, something like that, yesterday, 250. The NASDAQ is down 105 points today. That's a 1.6% drop. NASDAQ at 6,447. Russell 2000 down 20 points. That's the small cap index. That works out to a 1.5% drop today. Crude oil, which had a big day yesterday, is down 75 cents today. The market seems to be following crude oil, doesn't it? Maybe when crude oil puts in a bottom, the market will put in a bottom. Crude oil's at $45.47. Gold continues to rise a little, $4.90 to the upside today. It's at $12.78. Silver's up 17 cents, and the 10-year's at 2.75. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is what it's all about in the market right now. Craziness. How can anybody ever trade this market right now with the Dow down 650 points on Christmas Eve? With the Dow closed on Christmas. Now, that's the calmest day we've had of the week. The Dow was closed. The market was closed. And then that was actually on Tuesday. Then we have a 1,000-point gain on Wednesday, and today a 400-point drop. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go on another show of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, yesterday we witnessed the largest one-session rally in terms of points in the market's history. The Dow added 1,086 points. That was a 5% gain that wiped out Christmas Eve massacre of 650 points. But we are still probably going to have a down week in the market when all is said and done. We'll just have to see here, because we're back down over 430 points here today. Well, we also have had an 1,800-point loss leading up to the 1,000-point gain yesterday. There was a little bit of calming news in the markets that seemed to set it on fire, but that those flames are being doused today. The Trump administration tried to ease the market's recent volatility as Kevin Hassett, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, said that Fed Chairman Powell is 100% secure in his position despite Trump's repeated criticism. That seemed to set the market on fire yesterday. Rebounding oil prices, I thought, were also a big part of the rise in the market, and now we're seeing them sell off again. I think maybe if we watch oil, That could be a leading indicator here for the market. The market seems to be following oil. The market has followed oil prices down, which oil got down to, what, $43 a barrel here recently, somewhere in that neighborhood. Maybe if we watch oil, if we see oil settle down, start to build a bottom, the market will settle down and start to build a bottom, because there does seem to be some correlation there. We had very strong holiday retail sales. That set off yesterday's big move. And let's not forget short covering. A lot of folks are on the inverse side of the market right now. Me, personally, I have mostly cash. In fact, a big wad of cash. We're talking 85% in cash. I only have 15% invested in the market, and a lot of that is in inverse funds, which I have about a 10% position. That's all. 85% is on the sidelines watching this wildness currently on the field. Well, you know, instead of selling into the close yesterday, it was heartening to see some buying onto the close. We can only guess what we'll get today. Will we get vicious selling into the close or buying into the close? I don't know. I'm on the sidelines, and I have been for a while with a big, big chunk of cash. All 11 sectors of the S&P 500 were higher yesterday. The biggest winner that I saw, consumer discretionary, and I guess that's on the back of the retail sales over the holidays, the consumer discretionary sector was up 6.3%, big part of the move in the market yesterday. And also energy. Energy was up 6.2% that sector yesterday. But now today, oil is back down and the market back down. Let's watch that correlation very closely between the stock market and oil prices. Amazon had a big day. It surged 9.5% yesterday. But do you know that that stock has gone from 2,000 down into the 1,300 area? So a 9.5% one-day bounce is pretty much a drop in the bucket. It announced a record-breaking holiday season, which should come as no surprise. And the broader retail space enjoyed a boost from MasterCard's Spending Pulse report, which said holiday sales from November 1st through December 21st showed the strongest year-over-year growth rate since 2011, as well as new records for dollars spent. Let's just check in on Amazon today just for fun. I do not have any exposure to Amazon. Mostly I own greenbacks right now. Amazon is down $44 per share today, or 3%. Now, let's just do the math here on Amazon for a moment. Amazon got clear up to 2,033. That's the day it hit $1 trillion in market capitalization. It was not there very long. Actually, it got up to 2050. That's the day it hit the trillion. That was back in early September. Amazon hit 2050. And currently trading at 14.29. Talk about a bear market in an individual stock. Amazon is now down 30% from its all-time high. And it got as low as, believe it or not, that was on Christmas Eve, I want to say. Yes, on Christmas Eve, Amazon got clear down to 13.07. Almost breaking the 1,300 level. At that point, Amazon, from its all-time high of 2050, was down 36%. It did a death cross, by the way. The death cross came, that's a 50-day breaking under the 200-day at about 1,700, and it's lost another 400 points since that death cross. The energy stocks, like I say, had a very good day. Oil prices hit a 17-month low on Monday. If oil has put in a low, well, that would be one encouraging sign that maybe the stock market has put in a low. But oil is back down today. So we'll keep our eye on that. The oil prices yesterday were up 6.1%. That was West Texas Intermediate. It got back to $45.11 per barrel. It plunged below 43 on Monday for the first time since June of 2017. Here's the crazy part. Here's a crazy number. Oil is down 40% since early October. Tell me there's not a very strong correlation between this sell-off in the market of about 20% and a 40% drop in oil since early October. Well, is a bottom in? Is a bottom nearby? Or are we going lower? This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. During Mr. Toad's wild ride in the market, we had also a big day yesterday for junk bonds. However, a one-day rally in junk bonds does not mean that they do not continue to be extremely vulnerable. That is not a good chart at all. On the high yield ETF HYG, that would be one to use as a proxy. You had a lot of short covering there yesterday. You had a big rally in the high yield bonds, and now they're selling off again today. You can also look at the ETF Junk, JNK. I prefer the ETF SJB, which I have a position in. That is the inverse junk bond index. So despite a very good day yesterday, junk bonds definitely not out of the woods here. In fact, I think there's a lot of downside risk. A lot of those junk bonds are owned by energy companies with oil at $45 per barrel. A lot of risk there in that junk bond index, junk bond market. Well, we did have, like I say, the big Christmas surge. Did we have a one-day Santa Claus rally? That's what it's looking like right now. Again, it was the biggest post-Christmas rally for U.S. stocks ever. A lot of short covering, a lot of action on the rise in oil. Also, the big retail report, strongest holiday season ever as far as sales went. But, again, we're down almost 500 points here today. Jobless claims. We look to the jobs market to see if there's any signs of a recession looming out there. There does not seem to be a recession looming out there. But I continue to say that earnings estimates are too high. Now, if you go back to October, earnings estimates were fine. But the world changes. What has changed since October? Well, one thing is oil prices are down 40% since the beginning of October. The energy sector is a big component. It's one of the 11 sectors that make up the S&P 500. So those companies within the energy sector, members of the S&P 500, those earnings estimates needed to come down, and they are for the energy sector. And there's other sectors also that I believe that I took a pencil sharpener to last week and lowered some of the estimates in some of these vulnerable sectors. I believe that the healthcare sector earnings were probably going to go lower. It's a little bit of uncertainty surrounding Obamacare right now. I believe that the financial sector earnings need to go lower. Interest rates weren't supposed to go back down to where they are now. 2.75, we were at 3.25. We're down 50 basis points. That impacts earnings, especially on the banks and a lot of the financials, the brokers and whatnot, money managers. And I believe that the technology earnings also are going to come down. And I took the pencil sharpener to those numbers last week in my newsletter. If you didn't get it, go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Now, I've been tracking earnings for the last 15 years. And the market, every single year, has followed earnings and earnings expectations. And you've seen this big correction in the market recently because a lot of people like me are taking their earnings expectations lower. And the market reacts almost immediately to that. How low can they go? Well, I might have overshot on the downside. We'll see. I'm pretty far off from the consensus estimate out there. But last year, I was way above the consensus estimate. The consensus estimate at the beginning of this year was $148 for S&P. I put out my number of $162 because I took into the impact. I took into account the impact of the tax cuts that we received during the year. And it looks like the actual number that we'll end up with in 2018 is $162 per share. I was $2 under with my estimate at the beginning of the year. And I put out a new number for next year along with an S&P 500 target price. I'm to the low side of the consensus out there, but I think the consensus is too high. Well, markets around the world. Japan had a big rout earlier this week. It responded to America's 1,000-point gain yesterday, which is giving up half of today. Japan was up 3.9% overnight. Hong Kong and China, you know, the best I can say for them, they're hanging in there better than the U.S. market right now. The Chinese market is dirt cheap. It's trading at about 10 times forward earnings. But until things settle down here in America, we don't know when that will come. It's very hard to delve into those Chinese stocks, which are so cheap right now. And Europe continues to look horrible. The European Central Bank sees an economic slowdown in 2019. Well, you know what, guys? You've had an economic slowdown for quite some time. Looking ahead, global economic activity is expected to decelerate in 2019 and remain steady thereafter, according to the European Central Bank. Global inflationary pressures are expected to rise slightly as spare capacity diminishes. What they leave out of the report is Europe is now in a bear market. And I continue to own the ETF that is inverse the European index. Germany. Not good there. Business leaders' confidence in the British economy has sunk to its lowest level in more than 18 months as the risk of a no-deal Brexit grows, according to a survey by the Institute of Directors. Hard Brexit, no Brexit, revote the Brexit. It's all up in the air right now. And the odds continue to go down, the probability continues to go up that there may be no Brexit at all. So we'll just have to see where that all lands. In the meantime, I think being on the inverse side of the European market is the way to go, despite what the asset allocation model is telling you to do. How are things going in China? That's going to be a major factor in 2019. With my earnings estimates for the coming year, I took into account, well, I guess more of a pessimistic view on this whole China issue. If it gets resolved, then earnings estimates will start to come up again. But in the meantime, there is no progress being made. Two of China's biggest network manufacturers may soon be barred from the U.S. market. Now, these are giant companies, Huawei, one of them, and the other one, ZTE. President Trump is considering an executive order that would ban American companies from using gear made by China's Huawei and ZTE. The U.S. alleges the companies work at the behest of the Chinese government. You don't think they would do that, do you? And their equipment could be used to spy on Americans. In other words, not much progress being made between the U.S. and China. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Holding on to about a 400-point loss right now after a 1,000-point gain yesterday and a 650-point loss on Christmas Eve. Fasten your seatbelts, everybody. Well, let's take a look and see what else is going on. We need to really track China, this whole issue in China. That's definitely one of the biggest factors that has kept and held the market down in 2018. Only time will tell whether that was a good move by President Trump to slap the tariffs on China and to fire the first shot of a trade war, which has now escalated. I think we would have saw much bigger gains in the market in 2018. Instead, we're going to finish negative despite record earnings in 2018. Well, the trade team will travel to Beijing the week of January the 7th to hold talks with Chinese officials, according to Bloomberg. Since President Trump and Xi came to a temporary truce almost a month ago, Beijing has slashed import tariffs. Okay, that's a move in the right direction. And they've drafted a law to prevent forced technology transfers. That's also a step in the right direction. And, of course, you think that the trade tensions have hurt our markets. We're going to close down maybe about 10% on the year. China's down anywhere from 20 to 30%. In their market on the year, and the latest data continues to show that China's industrial profits are suffering for their first drop in 3 years. Now, what happens when earnings start to drop? Well, the market drops. Even when expectations start to drop on earnings, the market drops, and that's what's going on in China right now. How about our relations with Russia right now? According to the Kremlin, Russia's conducted another successful test of a hypersonic weapons system capable of carrying nuclear warheads. The weapon called Avangard, which the U.S. is currently unable to defend against, is designed to sit atop an intercontinental ballistic missile. Well, that sounds fun. Well, anyways, we can watch stocks like Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, Boeing, Kratos, those kinds of companies putting their engineers to work, coming up with some kind of a defense to such a threat. The government shutdown continues. Is that rocking the markets at all? Is it hurting the markets? Well, you know, I don't think most of us even notice a government shutdown right now. But the federal government is shut down. We will not get any Department of Commerce economic data. We're not going to get our GDP numbers. We're not going to get our inflation numbers during this ongoing partial government shutdown. It's the sixth day. We're in the sixth day after President Trump said he was prepared to wait as long as it takes to get his $5 billion in border wall funding. And, of course, there's talk of just changing the semantics, changing the word. Instead of a wall, a deterrent, a shield, something, anything but a wall. Chuck Schumer does not like that word, neither does Nancy Pelosi. Apple. How is Apple doing? Time to check in on one of the FANG stocks. You know, Apple's big iPhone their latest iPhone did not have the oomph that they thought it would, and that stock is sold off from 233 down to 152. That works out to a correction of, let's see here, what percent does that equal? Down 35%. So you know what? You can take a look at the S&P being down 20%, but there are many of these big stocks. We just looked at Amazon, a FANG stock, down 35% from its high. You can look at Apple, which is now down 35%. It's lost one-third, more than one-third of its value, after hitting a high of 233 back in late September. That's why a line in the sand on stocks, in my opinion, is very, very critical. Apple is still searching for a bottom. It's now at 152 after dipping below 150 here recently. Let's not forget that Warren Buffett was a huge buyer of this stock and proponent of this stock back near its all-time highs. Well, now Apple is moving a lot of its manufacturing to India because of the China trade tension. Apple business in India is heading to an entire new level. According to Reuters, Foxconn will begin assembling top-end iPhones in the country, including devices in the flagship iPhone X family, as early as 2019. Well, let's hope there's no trade war with India out there in the future. Until now, Apple has only manufactured its lower-cost models in India, but now they're going to ramp up production in India. So if you're in India, there's job openings at the Apple Foxconn plant. Another FANG stock in the news today. Citron says back up the sleigh. Load up on Facebook stock. Well, I don't know about that right now. Facebook has certainly had its share of scandals here recently. Let's check in on the damage in Facebook so far. It got as high as $218 per share. Today, Facebook sits at $131 per share. This FANG stock is now down 40% from its high. You know, talk about a bear market. How about the bear market in the FANG stocks? Facebook was at $218 per share in late July. It's now at $131 per share. Believe it or not, its P.E. ratio is 18 right now. And that's versus a growth rate over the last 5 years of 78% per year. But if you look at their latest quarter, their earnings growth slowed all the way down to 11%. Talk about putting on the brakes. Talking about deceleration in growth. Now get this. I have said many times, it's a truism. Stocks follow earnings, and stocks also follow earnings expectations. What are the expectations for Facebook's earnings next year versus this year? They're looking for 1% growth. That's right. They're expected to make $7.38 this year, which might be peak earnings for Facebook. And they're only expected to make $7.45 next year in earnings. That translates into a 1% year-over-year growth rate. No wonder the stock continues to search for a bottom. And no wonder I continue to say that having a line in the sand is very, very critical. Okay, let's go outside of FANG for a moment. Let's check in on Disney. I think Disney has held up a little bit better, but it has not been immune from this sell-off either. Disney hit a high of $120 back in November. Today it's at $103. That's a 14% drop. Now that's more in line with a market drop. It pretty much follows the S&P 500. Disney had a big day yesterday, but it's down 2.1% today. Disney had a record-breaking year in 2019 after their superhero films scored big. How many of these superhero films did you see? Hey, I'm just looking forward to Mary Poppins Returns this weekend at the local theater. Disney's Black Panther has amassed more than $700 million domestically. Captain Marvel in March, followed by the Avengers Endgame in May. Disney could be looking at beating their own record next year, as they've got big movies on tap in the lineup for next year. But the stock of Disney, you know, they're looking for about 5% growth in earnings next year, 0% this year. That's not the stuff that best stocks now are made of. Let's check in on NVIDIA, the chip sector giant. This was one of the darlings of the chip sector NVIDIA also sometimes considered one of the N's along with Netflix in FANG. NVIDIA was $292 per share back in October, riding the Bitcoin wave. Today, NVIDIA is at $128 per share. It's lost 60% of its value since early October. Wow. Astonishing sell-off, breathtaking sell-off in NVIDIA, which I have not owned. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, that NVIDIA number, okay, NVIDIA, which I warned a lot of people about NVIDIA. I felt like it was too much tied to the cryptocurrencies, which are down some 75% this year, by the way. That's Bitcoin. NVIDIA is down 56% since its high in October. It was very much tied to the Bitcoin, the mining of Bitcoins. At some point, you know, NVIDIA, they're looking for negative 1% earnings growth in 2019 versus this year. In other words, earnings have completely stalled. That's why I continue to say that I believe that the earnings for about five sectors, maybe six, need to go lower than where the analyst consensus is at right now for 2019. I mean, look at these examples in the tech sector where NVIDIA is looking for a 1% drop in earnings next year versus this year. Facebook is looking for a 1% gain in earnings next year versus this year. And there's many examples like this where earnings growth is grinding to a halt at some of these big major tech companies, especially in the tech space. Now let's in the FANG space. Now let's just check in on Apple's earnings expectations for next year. They're expecting 10% growth next year. That seems a little bit too high for me at this point in time of the economic expansion. Visa in the news, you know, no stock has been amused. Visa is buying British payment firm Earthport for $250 million as they are expanding their footprint into Europe. Visa hit $151 in early October. Visa today is at $128 per share. I do not own Visa at the current time. It's down 15%. From its all-time high, pretty much in line with what the market is down from its high. We're at about a 20% from where we were. Yesterday we had a 5% gain, of course, losing, giving up about half of that today. So we're down anywhere from 15 to 20% in the markets, the big indexes. But as I've pointed out, a lot of stocks are down much, much more than that. Goldman Sachs, how about this one? Goldman Sachs is now down from since the beginning of the year, down 40%. And it's also been a big part of this recent sell-off in the market. Goldman Sachs has gone from 245, okay, not that long ago. Goldman was sitting at 245 in September. And Goldman Sachs currently today is at 162. Goldman Sachs is off 34%. Now, there's a major bellwether, Money Center Bank, Wall Street Bank, bellwether for Wall Street, and it is down 34% since its high in late August, down 40% on the year. What kind of growth are they looking for next year? 0%. Okay, so the financial sector, is Goldman Sachs not a major bellwether for the financial sector? They're looking for 0% growth next year, as is NVIDIA, Facebook, and others. What did I say about Disney? Disney is looking for 0%, maybe 0 to 5% growth next year. We may be seeing peak earnings here in 2019. Things have fallen apart very quickly since October. And how about the retail space? Let's check in on Gap Stores, which is in the news today. They're closing their flagship store there in New York City on Fifth Avenue. Gap Stores was $34 a share back in June. Gap Stores, which was making a pretty nice comeback, but now the stock is back to $25 per share. Gap Stores down 26% from its high. What kind of growth are they looking for next year? 4% earnings growth. That considered one of the retail bellwether stocks, especially for the teen market. Gap Stores closing how many stores next year? Boy, they've got a gap to close, don't they? They'll be closing hundreds of locations next year. And the last one, well, there's two more. American Eagle, it's had a pretty good run here, but let's check in on American Eagle, which is another bellwether stock for the teen crowd, the back-to-school crowd. That stock hit $30 in late August. Remember how hot the consumer discretionary stores and stocks were? Well, the bloom has come off the rose there, as American Eagle has now gone from $30 per share, AEO, mall-based teen retailer, clear down to $19 per share, and that works out to a percentage drop of 37%. So a lot of bellwether stocks down 30 to 40% since summer. And American Eagle, obviously a bellwether stock, they're looking for 10% growth next year, which I think is probably a little bit on the generous side there. And lastly, one that's almost down and out, making one last gasp, Blue Apron, which has a lot of competition in that meal service. They'll deliver the meal to you, but you got to cook it. Now they're teaming up with Weight Watchers, so now they'll deliver a low-calorie meal to you, but you still got to cook it. Well, so far that has not been a very good model. Blue Apron, man, that stock has just been hammered. It came public at about $10 per share last year. It's now 93 cents per share after hitting a low of about 70 cents per share here recently. Well, the market remains wild. I continue to watch from the sidelines. I have just a little bit of inverse positions out there in the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, the Dow, the financial sector, the biotech sector, and Europe, and also the junk bonds. If the market decides to go lower, I will increase those positions in those inverse funds. And if the market can build some kind of a bottom, I'm kind of looking at oil prices there for maybe some kind of a clue, then we'll look for some bargains. But right now, we are betwixt and between. I don't know what your advisor's doing, but I'm on watch all along the watchtower here every day at Gunderson Capital Management. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or at GundersonCapital.com. Check out my latest newsletter.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.